If you're listening to this series, chances are really good you're a highly compassionate individual, you love deeply, and sometimes you want to be able to send good energy to somebody that you care about, someone that you love. Heck, sometimes somebody you don't even know. Today, we're going to talk about how to do that when you don't necessarily have permission. This is your moment. So here's the deal. I'm a mom. Right out of the gate, I get this question on a deep level. How do I send love and good energy to somebody if I don't necessarily have permission? I did have someone recently ask me in the form of GCP. So I'm also going to include that. Now, GCP is a technique. It's a foundational intuitive technique. I'll put a link in here to a free training video for you on it. It's a game changer. Life changer. It's free. It's easy. There's nothing you need other than the understanding and concept of it. Do it daily. And it becomes a game changer. So much so that someone in the Sage Circle, my online community, said, hey, what do I do if I want to GCP one of my adult kids or GCP a friend of mine to protect them or keep them safe or help them on a journey that they're on? And in essence, that's just an incredible space of love. What's happened for that member, they started using GCP and they started realizing, wow, this is a game changer and this does make everything a little bit better. So I want to do this for my adult kid or a friend. And I totally get it. So let's jump in here today and talk about how to send love, send energy, or GCP, someone that you care about, even if you might not have permission. Because there is a special way to do it to make sure that you're not crossing any inappropriate boundaries or pushing your will on someone. And let's get to the core of this. Let's get to the core of this. The main reason to take an extra step in sending love or energy or doing GCP for a loved one that you care about, if you don't have permission, the main reason to take an extra step with this is because we don't know what the highest good is for them. We think we do. And this is where we got to just come in here with me and get really real just for a little bit, because I had to get really real with myself, you know, at some point too. Sometimes we think we know what's for the highest good of someone else. And some of us don't have this issue whatsoever. If you don't, hold on. I'll get back to the process in a second. But for those of us that love hard and we really care and we're super devoted and we just want the best, and maybe we're a little bit protective. I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, for those of us, if we have this extra step, it helps, because truth is, we don't know what is for the highest good of another person. We are here in a physical body on linear time. That means we have limitations to knowing all, right? We have this person that we care about. And for the rest of the session, I'm just going to say a friend, because, you know, we've got kids and we've got, you know, relatives and all that kind of stuff. So just insert the person in here as we talk about this, but let's just say friend. So we have this friend and we really want to help them, but we don't know what will absolutely help them, because we have the limitation of a physical body on linear time. We don't know all of the future. And to say, oh, well, we could just do this and then we would know the future, or my intuition said this, and so this is what their future is, you're still a little bit off base, and I'm going to help you through that with a little bit of love here. Future changes. This is why predictions don't always come true. And someone says, well, why can't you just win the lottery? If I won the lottery, then all this other ripple effect would happen down the road with everyone else that I know, the entire thing would change. It's not the highest good of all. The entire process would kind of have to readjust if anyone who just wanted to win the lottery did. There's not enough lotteries to cover all the people that would want to win the lottery. I could go on and on about how irrational that question is, and how when you're thinking about that question, it doesn't, you know, take into the bigger picture everyone involved or this entire experience. It is a power grab question that makes absolutely no sense once you're in alignment. But moving forward, when it comes to this friend, you know, we don't know what the highest good is. And even if we can see something intuitively that might be coming for them, we don't know if that's our wish, our desire, our intent, or our fear. And until you master being able to set your wish, your desire, your intent, and your fear to the side when tapping in for somebody that you love. And if you can hear a little bit of like sarcasm in there, I'm kind of slightly joking because it's near impossible. Why? Because you love deeply. I mean, if you, you know, didn't love at all and you were completely cold, sure, you could probably get really accurate information. But that's not the case, is it? So the intent, the desire, the love, the fear, the worry, all of that is going to come into play, which means that your prediction, even if you do tap in, might not be accurate. Furthermore, even if it is accurate, your friend's lifetime and life path has a little bit of free will sprinkled in there. They can take a left, they can take a right, they can make a different choice between the time that you got the information and what happens to them. So this is all my way of saying we're a little bit helpless when it comes to knowing exactly what's going to happen in our friend's life and knowing exactly what that friend needs, because we're here. Where we are not helpless is being able to love them deeply. So here's your technique. When it comes to sending love to someone else, love, good energy, or even the desire to do GCP for them, to kind of protect them and make sure that they have the best experience possible. When it comes to sending that energy, it's very similar to prayer or to meditation energy sent or things like this. All across the world, people are doing this in different versions. When it comes to working in your spiritual path and working with guides, I tell people, send the love and the energy to your friend's spiritual guide. Set that intent and say to their guide, hey, here is a boatload of love, unconditional love, energy, positive light. Can you please deliver this to my friend in such a way that it affects them for their highest good and in the best outcome for them? Here's the thing, their spiritual guide, not on linear time, not in this whole body thing. They're not, you know, riddled with worry or fear because their guide knows what's coming. They know everything that's happened, everything that's going to come to be because they're not on linear time. As a result of that, if you send them the energy, they can use all of that energy for the absolute highest good of your friend in the best way. So, asking the spirit guide to be kind of that middle person to say, hey, could you help me out a little bit? Here's all this love I want to send to my friend to make sure that their journey is enjoyable, peaceful, safe. Can you please use this? Now their spiritual guide has this incredible, beautiful amount of intent and focus put on this person from another. They can use that energy to smooth or ease or open up more possibilities for your friend's travel or life or experiences. So when we're not in a situation where we can ask directly, because you can call your friend up and say, hey, can I send you some good energy? Sure, absolutely. And then you send it. Here's the thing, even with that intent, because you have that permission, you still have your friend's team who's going to help by using that energy in the highest way. When we sit here and we say, and I mean, this is going to kind of wrap this whole session up, what I'm about to say next. But when we sit here and say, I don't need this spirit guide, I know what's best for this person. And I'm just going to send this energy because I know what's best. First off, sit with that for a little bit, right? Really look inward. What if somebody else did that to you and they knew what was best for you more than you knew, right? So we got to kind of look at this in a more observational perspective. But when we sit down and we say, oh, I know what's best. This is the energy I'm going to send and it's going to stop this, this, or this from happening. You're not as strong as their guides. You're not as strong as your friend's energy. You're not as strong as your friend's connection to their higher source. You're not as strong as the plan that is laid out for your friend. So that's a little bit of a wasted intent, right? I know your intent is for their highest good. I know that you want them to just thrive and be safe and be okay and still learn lessons that they need to learn here to have their lesson experiences, right? Because we have lesson experiences. And to have the ups and the downs and the good experiences and the bad experiences and the process of unfolding things and uncovering things. And we want them to have those in the easiest way, but still having the highs and the lows so they have their fullest experiences. So if we ask their guide, their team member, to deliver it in the highest form to them, that's the best path we can take. So make sure to deliver yourself good energy. Make sure to do GCP daily. I'm going to challenge you to do this. Look for the link. Check out the information. It's in the Top 5 Intuitive Tools course, which is a free course. It's a bigger course. It's not a small little, you know, kitschy free course. It's an actual course. And it's a wonderful thing because in those 5 tools, all of which are designed to help you start amplifying your intuition and getting more access to it, is GCP. And I'm going to challenge you to do GCP like once a day for a week and see what happens. And if you're already doing it, because you've been following me for a while, please post in the comments what's happened in your life as a result of it. So do GCP daily. Love yourself. Give yourself good energy. When you want to send energy out to your friend, to a family member, to your kid, to your parent, to somebody, to the world, to strangers, send it to the higher sources. Send it to guides with the intent of it landing there in the best way possible.
This podcast is brought to you by The Sage Method, the most comprehensive and down-to-earth intuitive development training available. Is this your year? Is it finally your time to increase your intuition, bring in more abundance, and experience the bliss you deserve? If yes, then join thousands of students across the world for a 7-week journey to uncover your natural, beautiful, and strong intuition. Visit us at thesagemethod.com for more information.